This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It's Heisman Trophy Weekend. The best Heisman Trophy story I know involves the run-up to the 1970 edition of the award given annually to the nation's best college football player. One of the top contenders then was the quarterback at Notre Dame.
My name is Joe Theismann.
Yeah, but it wasn't always.
When I went to the University of Notre Dame in 1967, I was Joe Theismann from South River, New Jersey. That's how my name was pronounced.
2 years later, certainly to the surprise of the Theismanns Joe had left behind in New Jersey, their name was changed, or at least his was. Confused? Well, maybe Joe can untangle the mystery. Apparently, it all began when a football writer wondered aloud in the presence of Notre Dame Sports Information Director Roger Valdeseri if it was Theismann, as in Heisman.
And everybody laughed, and Roger, being the type of person who just sort of puts things away, he sort of put it in his, I guess, in his memory bank. And then in 1970, before we started the season, he called me in the office. He said, "How do you pronounce your last name?" I said, "It's Theismann." He said, "No, it's not. It's Theismann." I said, "No, it's not. It's actually Theismann." He said, "No, it's not, Joe. It's Theismann." I said, "Please, can I have the phone?" So I called my dad back home in Jersey. I said, "Dad, you know, I got a question for you." And he said, "You know, fire away, Joey." I said, "How do you pronounce our last name?" And there's like this pregnant pause on the phone. And all of a sudden, my dad says, "Are you okay? You're having trouble pronouncing your last name. I mean, you've been there 3 years. Are you all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'll explain later. Just how do you pronounce our last name?" And he said, "Theismann." So I hung the phone and I turned to Roger. I said, "Roger, look, my last name is Theismann. I know. I just got the phone with my dad." He said, "Joe, I want to tell you something. There's a trophy out there called the Heisman Trophy. It goes to the best college football player in the country. We think you have a chance to win that trophy, but we're not just going to count on your athletic ability nor the reputation of the University of Notre Dame, but we think by just simply changing the pronunciation of your last name from Theismann to Theismann to rhyme with Heisman, we can get you that trophy."
It would be great to be able to say that the Theismann for Heisman marketing campaign worked, but it didn't. Another quarterback, Jim Plunkett, won it. Theismann came in second, and he remained Theismann into his days as an NFL standout, during which he was named the league's MVP and won a Super Bowl. That he did all that as Theismann rather than as Theismann was okay with everybody, or almost everybody.
So we played the Giants in New York many years ago, and old Giants Stadium, the fans were maybe 10 yards right behind the visiting bench. So I'm sitting there, and some guy's yelling at me, "Hey, yeah, Joey Theismann, you changed your name. You don't even like where you came from. You know, it's, I can't believe you've done this." I turn around and said, "Dad, look, I'm really sorry. I swear I am. I didn't mean to do that." No, it actually wasn't my dad, but there was some guy up there just giving me a hard time. He was from, you know, South River, where I grew up.
If Theismann had been so inclined, he could have told that leather-lunged New Jersey heckler that the name change wasn't quite as unreasonable as it might appear to be. Joe knew that because back when the change was still in dispute, he went over his father's head to a higher authority.
I did call my grandmother, who was the matriarch of our family. She was from Germany. I said, "Granny, look, the university wants to change the pronunciation of my last name from Theismann to Theismann. What do you think?" And she said, "Well, I tell you what, the correct pronunciation is actually Theismann, and that is a bit closer, so it's okay." So
your grandmother's approval.
I got my grandmother's approval.
46 years after the Heisman Trophy voting that saw the former Joe Theismann come in second to Jim Plunkett, as in who'd have thunk it, it's all good. Or almost all good, except when Joe goes home.
I get a lot of friends of mine from New Jersey. You know, we'll go do something. I'll say, "Hey, you know, how you doing, Joe? Are you still Theismann or Theismann? Who are you?"
He's Joe Theismann, as in Heisman, almost, and he doesn't seem to have any regrets.